You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
July 29th, 2020, the state of Oregon says we will send state police into downtown Portland. That's the agreement between the Democrat Governor Kate Brown and the acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf. And Chad Wolf says we will begin to phase out federal agents protecting our federal courthouse if you guys will take on that burden. And, of course, pulling the federal agents out, supposed to stop all the troubles, all the rioting, all the issues. There and elsewhere across the nation where you don't even have federal agents, do you really think that's going to do it? It's between wishing and hoping, right? Hold out your left hand, open, wait for wishes and hopes. Hold out your right hand under the backside of a horse, and you tell me which fills up first. Last night was night 62 in Portland. More clashes, more violence. The federal agents simply trying to protect the facility. They're going to step out. Oregon State Police will go in. Do you think they're going to get more respect? Do you think that will stop it? As I said, hold your hands out. See which one fills up first. Treasury Secretary Mnuchin saying that both the White House and Republicans are very, very far apart from Democrats on the next coronavirus relief package. He says, I don't see how we're going to get anything right away. We are discussing a short-term extension of enhanced unemployment benefits and extending the federal moratorium on evictions before they expire at the end of this week. And, of course, the mainstream media is going to make a lot out of this, and it's a legitimate story. Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas, who often does not like to wear a mask, he's now tested positive for coronavirus. Now, he was supposed to be on board Air Force One with President Trump right now, flying him back into Texas to an energy event in Midland. Since he's tested positive, because everyone that comes in contact or will be with the president, they always check their temperature and everything else. They found that he had a temperature and apparently testing positive, so he's not allowed to be near the president. That's standard protocol. So Gohmert does not go on that trip. By the way, in California, the governor, Democrat governor, had said no more public worships, no more church services, remember? Well, thousands of Christians in California continue to do that in defiance of Governor Newsom. They're holding services on a beach like in San Diego last Sunday. They put up a big Let Us Worship event. More than 5,000 showing up saying we still want to have a church service. We'll do it outside. You want to know what you're going to get with Joe Biden as a president? Well, now, Joe Biden doesn't really, really want to tell you what you're going to get. He really doesn't. But he's got to keep that left, that far left close to him. So now in a rare question and answer session with the reporters after a speech on racial equality yesterday in Wilmington, Delaware, he was asked, well, what are you going to be? He said, I think I have laid out the most detailed plans on the economy and on issues related to health care and the rest of any president in modern history. He said, I mean, it's awfully detailed. If I'm elected and this passes, I'm going to go down as one of the most progressive presidents in American history. There you have it. You vote for Biden, you're voting for more socialism. He doesn't want to really say it, but he's got to say it to keep them coming around. Well, the Hollywood elite showing their love for Barack and Michelle Obama again. Two Netflix documentaries they oversaw, American Factory and Becoming, winning a total of 7 Emmy Award nominations. Have not seen Becoming, the one by Michelle Obama. Have seen American Factory, about a GM plant and how it was trying to retool after it got shut down. And they were working with Chinese billionaire trying to restart, do something new. That, by the way, that documentary did not point out that President Obama had a role in making life worse for those GM workers who lost their jobs during that time. Can you imagine being in anything you want to promote and get some kind of awards, and you're going up against anything that has Barack or Michelle Obama's name on it? You don't stand a chance. Hackers tied to the Chinese government apparently infiltrating the Vatican's computer networks. Now they want to see what they can get out of the Vatican. Oh, we have a new reason for the shootings in Chicago. Mayor Lori Lightfoot has blamed Trump in the past, has blamed COVID-19. Now says the surge in shootings in Chicago is a result of states in the union that have virtually no gun control. In other words, all the guns here are coming from states where they don't have gun control like we do. And that's the reason we have shoot 'em ups in our city. I laugh and yet I cry because I think about all those innocent lives lost, especially young children. And she's doing really nothing.
Larry Connors, USA, news and commentary.
Tom Wellington and his staff at Wellington Environmental have certainly been busy over the last several weeks, making sure businesses and hospitals and nursing homes are clear of COVID-19. As you begin to reopen, try to restart your business, I would encourage you to contact Wellington Environmental. I'll give you a phone number in a moment. They can come in, assess the situation at a very reasonable cost, and make sure your facility is clear of COVID-19. And even after you're open, if something comes up and you're not sure, you want to contact Wellington Environmental. And not only for COVID-19, for any other threat, mold, any toxic situation. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930. 644-4930. In business for 30 years, you know they're doing it right. Be well with Wellington Environmental. My sponsors keep this program on the air. So my thanks to John Beal Roofing, covering homes and businesses throughout the Midwest. Best quality, lowest price. So when you need a roof, remember this sponsor for this program, John Beal Roofing. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Another night of protest outside the federal courthouse in Portland as officers inside give a final warning. Federal agents open the courthouse doors facing a barrage of bottles and fireworks. In recent days, federal agents have seized Molotov cocktails, bats, hockey sticks, slingshots, cans, and garden sprayers filled with bleach and urine.
That's a Fox News report on some of the violence in Portland as anarchists try to destroy a federal court building. Last night was night 62. 62 straight nights of that. And, of course, you got all the libs saying, well, federal agents are causing this. They're the reason. They were sent in after the anarchists started targeting the federal building, trying to destroy it. And the city of Portland either could not, would not, or was not able to defend it. Now comes word that there's an agreement between the Homeland Security and the Oregon Democrat governor that Oregon State Police will move in and take the place of federal agents, and that they will protect the federal facility. If they'd been doing that in the beginning, there'd been no need to send any of federal agents in. Now, just yesterday, President Trump said, we had done an excellent job of watching over Portland and watching our courthouse where they wanted to burn it down. They're anarchists, nothing short of anarchist agitators. We have protected it very powerfully, and if we didn't go there, I will tell you, you wouldn't have a courthouse. You'd have a billion-dollar burned-out building. And yet, despite the nightly video and attacks that were going on, you still have members on the left saying, this is not a big deal. These are just protesters. I want you to stop using the word protesters. You use the word protesters where it applies to First Amendment demonstrations that fall under the First Amendment guarantee of a peaceful assembly and freedom of speech. Peaceful assembly is not bringing containers filled with bleach and urine, explosive devices packed with nails, hammers, anything else you can throw and toss at police. That's not a protest. That's a riot. And Attorney General Barr, yesterday in the hearing in the House Judiciary Committee, when he was actually allowed to make some statements without being interrupted, he explained why federal agents had to be in Portland.
We are on the defense. We're not out looking for trouble. And if the state and the city would provide the law enforcement services that other jurisdictions do, we would have no need to have additional marshals in the courthouse.
All right, so there we have it. Now we are told, with the Oregon State Police being sent in to take it over, that we will begin phasing out federal agents and eventually only state police will be surrounding the federal court building. Will that stop the attacks of the anarchists? Well, they'll claim they've already won, obviously. They will be so happy. See, we chased the federal agents out. But how many places across the nation have they been battling not federal agents, but state, city, local, county police? On any point that they draw a line, say, this is where we're going to start battling. And yet they get support, acceptance, endorsement, certainly not condemnation from the left. And I'm talking about the high mucky-muck left, those in the Congress and Senate. Congressman Jerry Nadler, chair of that House Judiciary Committee yesterday, he had the gumption, the gonads to sit there and talk to the Attorney General and basically deny there are any riots and that the AG is acting beyond his responsibility.
In most of these cities, the protests had begun to wind down before you marched in and confronted the protesters. You did it here in Washington. You did it at Lafayette Square. You expanded to Portland. And now you are projecting fear and violence nationwide in pursuit of obvious political objectives. Shame on you, Mr. Barr.
Shame on you, Jerry Nadler. Shame on you, sir, trying to say simply protecting a federal facility is to blame for the violence. You saw what happened in Seattle. And I know I told you that once they had that hold in Seattle and started their Chaz Chop Zone, watch for that to try to happen other places. And indeed it did. In Austin, in D.C., in Chicago, in sections of L.A., in Atlanta, in Oregon itself, in Portland, and Eugene, Oregon again. Anywhere where they could gather and start trying to take control. It had nothing to do with federal troops being there or not being there, because they did it anyway. That was their plan. That was their plot, right out of their playbook. Turn to page one, incite riots. Page two, incite riots. Page three, incite riots. Conclusion, riots lead to the anarchy we want and get rid of all the rest of them. And that's signed by the mob. And the mob will turn even on its own leftist-type members if they're not mobbed up enough. You know, you've seen the mafia movies throughout all these years, right? And a guy gets, quote, made, and he becomes a true member of the family. He's made. He's untouchable from that point. But up to that time, you know, he could be taken out at any point. But then to be made, now he's part of the mob. But there are times, even within the mafia, they would turn on one of their own members. Kiss him on each cheek, and he goes to sleep with the fishes. So here you got the left saying right now, the issues of this nation are because of Donald Trump. He's to blame for COVID. He's to blame for all the rioting. He's to blame for all of this. Do you remember? The day after he was elected, and on his inauguration day, the protests in the streets. That was just the beginning. And Congressman Jim Jordan, who is watching Nadler describe and say that these riots are really not that big of a deal, they're all fake, they don't amount to anything. He had his opinion about the view that it's all fake violence. Congressman Jordan.
How can you take them out of context when they're at one? They're standing in front of the camera saying it's a peaceful protest
with a
There's a building burning behind them. It's not a fire. It's just a burning building, and it's a peaceful fire. I mean, it's ridiculous for them to say that. That's why we showed it, because they keep saying peaceful protest. And as the attorney general said, why won't they condemn the mob? Why won't the mainstream press? Why won't Democrats condemn the mob? Why won't they speak out against this crazy defund the police policy that's causing the harm? Three officers were blinded all this past weekend because of the mob in Portland. So that's what we're concerned about. The attorney general is doing a great job as attorney general. He's doing a great job trying to protect federal property and enforce federal law. Why won't the Democrats help? Why won't they speak out against it and talk about how crazy it is to defund the police?
You want another example? Look to the state of Virginia. Blue state, blue governor, blue mayor in Richmond, Virginia. They've been having various problems and violence in their city. I'm reading this report that says police stand in front of a utility vehicle that was set on fire by protesters during a demonstration outside the police headquarters. Change that copy. Set on fire by arsonists, rioters, not protesters. They're not protesters at that point. They are not protesters. Call them what they are. And that's taking place outside the Richmond City Police Department headquarters in Virginia, a blue state with a blue city mayor. They're going after the police department. It's not a federal facility. We don't have any federal agents. So how's Trump involved in causing that one? It has reached the point that even the Richmond Times-Dispatch, a left-leaning, obviously, paper in that state and that city, published an editorial criticizing local officials, saying, when is enough? What is the end game to these protests? The violence seems to escalate daily, not just in Virginia's capital city, but across the country. The absence of leadership at all levels of government has compounded these circumstances. And here comes the line that stands out more than anything. We've normalized too many behaviors that make Richmond and the United States a less safe and prosperous place to live. The editorial appearing in the Richmond Times in Richmond, Virginia. Trey Gowdy, former congressman. You want to call these riots fake?
What I wish Nadler would do is go find all the homicide victims and their family members in New York. Go find the parents of that one-year-old that got killed and tell them that the violence is manufactured. Go find all the homicide victims, in your own backyard and tell them that the violence is manufactured.
You think Jerry Nadler, congressman of New York, did that? Do you think he went back into his neighborhood where they've had folks killed during these protests? And say, well, it was manufactured, right? And they would tell him, yeah, my son, my daughter, my child died because it was a peaceful protest. Peaceful protests kill people? Peaceful protests kill people? You know better than that. We all know better than that. Even the idiots on the left had to acknowledge, yeah, that doesn't work. But again, back to that editorial in Richmond, Virginia, part of the piece stated, keeping mum and refusing to take action in fear of making tough decisions is not governing. It is cowardice. Enough is enough. Show some leadership. They are calling out their own blue city mayor and council and governor saying, you're not protecting us. You're accepting this as normal. And look what's happening across the nation. All this effort to defund police. And yet if you don't defund it enough, they'll come after you, even if you are a blue mayor. Oakland, California. The mayor of Oakland said, well, I'm for cutting and defunding. We'll try to reappropriate. And that wasn't enough. The mob showed up at her house vandalizing, attacking, because when they say defund, we want all of the money taken out. That's pretty much the wording of AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, saying defunding just doesn't mean moving money around. We mean defund the police. And what did the Oakland mayor have to do when they came to her door and turned on her? She had to call police to protect her. You know, the Democrat National Convention, scheduled in Wisconsin, to the extent they're going to be able to do it, it's going to be predominantly a virtual convention, but they still need protection and so forth. Well, 100 police agencies in Wisconsin, more than 100, have pulled out of any security contracts with the Democrat National Committee. Why? Because this event, to run August 17th through the 20th, was to have at least 1,000 officers available, where Biden will supposedly will formally accept the party's nomination. But they're pulling out because the Milwaukee Fire and Police Commission last week told the police department you had to restrict the use of tear gas and pepper spray to control a crowd or mob. And the other police agencies from Wisconsin are going to take part. They say, we're not going to take part. We can't go along with that decision. You take away those tools, the use of chemical irritants, pepper spray, that we need to have available to prevent violence from mobs. We're not going to be there. More than 100 of the police agencies say, we're not going to be there. And you want another example to where the mindset is? Google Translate. Google Translate. That is the Google translation app. If you Google the word demon, you know what shows up before they changed it? The first definition of demon, police officer. Demon on Google Translate, the word is demon is police officer, followed by an evil spirit or devil. It's a mindset. Got more on that when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I have seen 350 patients and counting. Put them on hydroxychloroquine. They all got better. This is what I would say to all those studies. They had high doses. They were giving the wrong patients. I would call them fake science. Any study that says hydroxychloroquine doesn't work is fake science. And I want them to show me how it doesn't work. How is it going to work for 350 patients for me and they are all alive? And then somebody say it doesn't work. Guys, all them studies, fake science.
That is Dr. Stella Emanuel. She was one of the doctors appearing the other day as a group of doctors talking about the effectiveness of hydroxychloroquine. That was on Monday at a press conference. And the media, the leftist media, did not like this viral spread of this news conference. They got something like 17 million, and they shut it off. And they went particularly after the doctors and in particular her. Now, I want to point something out very quickly. She is a black woman, so they're attacking a black and a woman, but they don't care because if they can nail you down, they're going to sidestep any concerns that they might be called racist. Now, she's defending hydroxychloroquine, as these other doctors were. I had on yesterday Dr. Harvey Risch, professor of epidemiology at Yale School of Public Health. And he said, I've done numerous articles, and I clearly believe, not only on my studies, but concurrent and objective different studies, hydroxychloroquine, when used in advance with proper patients, can be effective in maybe deterring and maybe lessening the symptoms. But because Trump at one time said it might work, everybody's going after it. But there are some things about Dr. Emanuel. They immediately came out and said, she's nothing more than a witch doctor. Let me give you her background, but I did not have it yesterday. Now, again, she appeared with this group, the America's Frontline Doctors, Monday. And that group was backed by a Tea Party Patriots event. She began, she went to the Nigerian Medical School at the University of Calabar in 1990. Okay, maybe that's not the highest rated medical school you'd ever find. Well, she still completed a pediatric residency at Bronx Lebanon Hospital Center in New York City. Then began her career in Louisiana with a pediatric clinic. 1999, she joined the General Pediatric Care Clinic as a pediatrician, then as a registered physician in Texas with an active medical license from the Texas Medical Board. yes, she has some strange thoughts. She does believe in things like she considers herself to be an author and a pastor, and she has things about some of the cysts and things that apparently folks will have to do with demons and witches. I'm not going to defend everything she says, but what gets me is she obviously has credentials that say she is certified as a doctor, but the mainstream media went on the attack against her immediately. Of all the ones they picked on particularly, it was her. She's black and she's a woman. The white doctors, be they male or female, they said that we don't believe them either, but they really wanted to make an example of her. Interesting, isn't it? And then you got the censorship issue that began to take place with them shutting down that viral report, 17 million seeing it before they decided to shut it down. Right now, the Amazon CEO, Apple CEO, Google CEO, Facebook CEO are all appearing before a House subcommittee concerned about how they are harming competition and running a monopoly. They're going to get out of it, but their censorship efforts will still continue. Let me lay it out for you. We'll take a break. We'll come back and see how they treated this story and others. Stand by.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
Hi, I'm local tax attorney Lance Drury, and I've represented hundreds of individuals and small businesses in disputes with the IRS. So if you've been contacted for past due tax debt or haven't filed taxes in a while, contact me, Lance Drury. And because each client's case is unique, we'll meet face-to-face and go over your tax situation in detail. Together, we'll develop a strategy to resolve your tax issues. I'm experienced, I know your rights, and I'll give you honest answers. Under my 8-point plan, my firm will file the necessary forms needed to resolve your issue with the IRS, and you won't have to worry about talking to their agents. I'll negotiate on your behalf to get you the lowest settlement allowed by law. At the Lance Drury Law Firm, we want to make sure that you're satisfied with the outcome. So call me now, tax resolution attorney Lance Drury, 314-238-7360, or go to LanceDruryLaw.com.
The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
If they're censoring my account, they're censoring others. When I posted that video, I didn't say, well, this is the gospel. I said, wow, this is a must watch because it seems very contrary to the narrative that they've been force feeding us.
That is Donald Trump Jr. Talk about how when he put up on his Twitter, that, hey, take a look at this thing being put out by the America's Frontline Doctors, how hydroxychloroquine might be an effective treatment. He got locked down for 12 hours. They said, we're going to limit the access to your account for 12 hours. Because they decided you're putting out fake information. Now, if you recall, Facebook, all of them have been saying, look, in the future, going forward, if we suspect something is fake or fraudulent, we will put up a warning label on it. But they were going to be the determining factor, the arbiter. In this case, they didn't just put up a warning label. They shut him down. They gave him no access. And they were very upset because you had this website showing America's frontline doctors holding a press conference in D.C. And at that point, they apparently had something like 17 million watching, as these doctors said, hydroxychloroquine does have some value in treating and maybe helping deal with COVID-19. They did not call it a cure. They did not say it will save anyone and everyone under any condition. But the very fact that they were even endorsing the drug that Donald Trump had once mentioned and says he's taking, well, that's reason enough to shut him down. I mentioned going into the break. Right now, we have a hearing underway, a judiciary hearing, House Judiciary hearing, featuring the Amazon CEO, Jeff Bezos, Apple CEO, Tim Cook, Google CEO, founder, Pachal, Facebook CEO, Zuckerberg, all testifying before this House committee, concerned that their businesses might be harming competition and they have a monopoly. This is the first time Bezos, the world's richest man, has ever testified before Congress. And House Judiciary Chairman Jerry Nadler, yes, the same one yesterday who was overseeing the bar hearing, is running this event. And he's already comparing these companies to railroad monopolies. He's attacking them. But Jerry, you better pay attention. You might get too far out on that limb. These guys, they won't just cut off the limb. They'll turn the tree upside down and put it 20 feet underground. And again, let me take you back to one of the doctors that appeared in this piece that was going viral the other day before it was decided it would be shut down. And again, the words, as we were hearing earlier, from Dr. Stella Emanuel.
I have seen 350 patients and counting. Put them on hydroxychloroquine. They all got better. This is what I would say to all those studies. They had high doses. They were giving the wrong patients. I would call them fake science. Any study that says hydroxychloroquine doesn't work is fake science. And I want them to show me how it doesn't work. How is it going to work for 350 patients for me and they are all alive, and then somebody say it doesn't work? Guys, all them studies, fake science.
Now, again, in the preceding segment, I gave you credentials of Dr. Emanuel. She is a registered physician in Texas, an active medical license from the Texas Medical Board. She is certified as a doctor pediatrician. Now, you might not agree with everything. I don't agree with everything that she said. She's also a belief of demons causing various illnesses and spirit husbands and spirit wives. But she is certified as physician. And she isn't even saying hydroxychloroquine is a cure. None of the doctors were. And yet, Facebook, Twitter, Google, they said started to remove it. And anybody that brings it up. And the web hosting site that was hosting it, Squarespace, shut it down. They shut it down. I wonder where the order and directions came from for Squarespace to shut it down. And again, the belief and statement is it's putting out fake information. And again, when Donald Trump Jr. Said, this is interesting. You should take a look. And all he was doing is saying, he wasn't even endorsing what they were saying. He said, just pay attention to it. And we'll listen to him again.
If they're censoring my account, they're censoring others. When I posted that video, I didn't say, well, this is the gospel. I said, wow, this is a must watch because it seems very contrary to the narrative that they've been force feeding us for a little while. Now, Twitter takes me down for that, but Twitter has no problem saying that coronavirus disinformation spread by the Chinese government does not violate their rules. I just put something out there that challenged the narrative. And because I have a large platform, I'm canceled.
That's exactly what they did, because they didn't want him to have that opportunity. And again, they want to point out the World Health Organization is to be trusted. The very organization that joined with the Chinese to lie to us that COVID-19 cannot be spread human to human. And in addition to what you heard then from Donald Trump Jr. saying, I didn't say it was a gospel, I just said, pay attention to this, look at it. You know who else made a remark about it? Madonna. Madonna shared the same video as Trump was doing. And immediately, Instagram flagged her account simply because she reposted the same video that Donald Trump Jr. had used. USA Today reported the video linked to her account, followed by 15 million, was blurred out with a warning, declaring the video contained false information. She had written, the truth will set us all free, but some people don't want to hear the truth. That's Madonna. All right, you don't like Trump, you don't like Madonna. Okay, how about this one? How about Philadelphia Eagles cornerback, one-time Super Bowl champ, Jalen Mills? He also decided to put out a tweet supporting the doctors in their video. He said, the world should hear this. And again, he came under attack, not only from the sources of Twitter and so forth, but others started jumping in. Now, this, I'm looking at a piece written by Fox News. Somebody wrote it and said, the video of these doctors making spectacular claims about the treatment that essentially calls it all but a cure. So, they didn't say it's a cure, did they? Did they say it's a cure? No. But they said it has worked in numerous cases and cases where they have done it. And the Centers for Disease Control had said previously, you can use it. You can use it. And then later tried to pull it back, but still had to admit it can be used off normal usage. It's up to the doctor. And again, I told you about Dr. Risch I had on yesterday, epidemiology professor at Yale School of Public Health, said he believes hydroxychloroquine could save 75,000 to 100,000 lives if the drug is used widely to treat coronavirus. He said there are cases it can definitely be effective. And he was very upset that this drug that has a value is turned into a propaganda war for political purposes. And you got Twitter, Google, Facebook, all of them joining in, taking part in it. And it all goes back to because Donald Trump said, well, you know, this hydroxychloroquine, I hear it might work. I'm going to go on it. That's all they needed. That's all they needed. I will tell you, and make no mistake about it, if Obama had said, I'm taking it, I think it's got some value. You know, it seems to help people. That's all. It doesn't say it's going to cure everybody. It doesn't say it's going to help everyone. But there have been documented cases where it did either prevent them from getting it or lessen the conditions once they got it or get them recovering faster. And in other cases, it didn't. It's like any drug or medicine. But if you speak out, if you're not speaking the leftist language, they will cancel you. You want another example? Chicago Tribune. A columnist, John Cass, he wrote an article criticizing left-wing billionaire George Soros backing progressive prosecutors across the country. Cass said there's, quote, an overwhelming sense of lawlessness in Democrat-run cities, and of course he's in one, Chicago, and he said he noted these Democrat cities are also where left-wing billionaire George Soros has spent millions of dollars to help elect liberal social justice warriors as prosecutors. He remakes the justice system in urban America flying under the radar. He's a columnist. He can speak his mind. That's what he does. But what happened? What happened? Members of the journalist union attacked him. They came out and attacked him. Members of, quote, the journalist union attacking him because he criticized Soros. And Cass said, I'm not going to apologize. He said, you'd think before wildly accusing someone of bigoted conspiracy theories, journalists on the union's executive board would at least take time to Google the words Soros funding and local prosecutors. He said, I will not apologize for writing about Soros. I will not bow to those who wrongly defamed me. I will continue writing my column. What of our American tradition of freely speaking our minds? Columnist for the Chicago Tribune. And his points are absolutely on target and right. Soros had put Kim Fox, the controversial Chicago area prosecutor who dropped that case against Smollett, in office. And, of course, the prosecutor in St. Louis and elsewhere across the nation. But because he called it out, the, quote, members of the journalist union attacked him. All right. Tell you what. I'm going to admit something. I did not tell you about a major story last week. I was going to tell you Friday, and I failed to do it. I'm deeply hurt that I didn't do it. I failed you. I absolutely failed you. But I will make it up to you when we come back from the break. Please stand by.
You can follow Larry on Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
We'll be right back. is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
I asked Quentin to put that song in coming into this segment because today is National Tequila Day. Correction. Last Friday was National Tequila Day, and I failed to tell you. I am so ashamed that I missed the story for you last Friday. Well, I knew it, and I went home, and I enjoyed my tequila, but I forgot to tell you. So I'm declaring that today is also National Tequila Day. I want to help you catch up. In fact, last night I was having some tequila. Nothing like some good sipping tequila. I'm not talking about doing shots. Good sipping tequila. Maybe chilled a little bit. I keep mine in the fridge. Which, by the way, I bought a new bottle the other day of Gerardo. Gerardo or something. I can't remember the name of it. It's got the one, the horseshoe on it. Great, great stuff. And I put it immediately into the freezer. And then when I went to open it, I couldn't get it open. I could not get the darn cap to come off because it froze solid to the bottle. So I couldn't have any two nights ago when I wanted to have it. So I left it out a day. It loosened up. I loosened the cap, put it back in the freezer, and then last night just unscrew it. I got it. It's nice and cold. Perfect. Tequila, if you don't want anything that's gluten-free or you need something gluten-free, this is it. Perfect for you. It's from the juice of the blue agave plant. It has a core that kind of looks like a pineapple. And once it's harvested, they take it to the distillery, they roast it, unleash the juices, ferment it, distill it, age it before bottling. Tequila is a type of mezcal, but mezcal is not tequila. Okay, it might be a little confusing. They're both made from agave, but tequila can only be made from the blue agave plant. The flavor profiles, they say, can be a little different, mezcal being a little smokier, according to a piece that was written by, I can't find the author here, I'd give him credit for it, but that's his take, and I tend to agree with it. They do point out that, you know, champagne can only really come from the Champagne region of France. You know that. Similar thing with tequila. To be labeled tequila, it has to occur in the state of Jalisco or in some neighboring states, but most occurs in Jalisco. And yes, the city where tequila was born is in Jalisco. It's the birthplace of tequila. And many of the distilleries still based in that town. Now, you got everything you need to know about tequila. You're going to have some, you might as well get something to eat. And which brings me to today, since today isn't officially Tequila Day because I blew it last week. Today is actually National Chicken Wing Day. Chicken wings. National Chicken Wing Day. Did you know it even existed? It actually got established in 1977, the mayor then of Buffalo, New York. He wanted something to celebrate Buffalo's penchant for eating thousands of pounds of chicken wings at restaurants. The Anchor Bar in Buffalo, largely credited with being the inventor of the modern Buffalo wing in 1964, but other restaurants dispute that. Of course, Buffalo wings now celebrated way, way outside New York, which, by the way, did not even have its own Buffalo Wing Festival until a 2000 film, a Bill Murray film, mentioned the Buffalo Wing Festival. It didn't exist except in the movie called Osmosis Jones. The official National Buffalo Wing website states, Bill Murray starred as a compulsive eater with a goal of attending the Super Bowl of junk food, the National Buffalo Wing Festival. Ironically, there wasn't one. So the movie created one, and there's been one ever since. So now today is National Chicken Wing Day, and I really like the drummies better. I mean, if you're looking at them, and I like them really crisp, sometimes what they call trashed, where they do it a second time, and it's really, really crisp. Put my sauce to the side. Really like blue cheese with it. And sometimes a little of the buffalo sauce with it, kind of dip it in like that. And by the way, here I'll give you a tip. When you get either the wings or the drummy, and they're really, really hot, and you can't really bite into it because they're that hot, use a fork, break it open, take some of the meat, and then dip that with a fork into the blue cheese and or the hot sauce as you prefer. You can begin to eat it. You don't have to wait forever. A little tip. And have a sip of tequila while you're at it. Or Jack, or a beer, whatever you prefer. And of course, since we have National Chicken Wing Day, there are a lot of businesses all across the nation offering deals. Applebee's offering buy one, get one free, apparently. And those who pick up Buffalo Wild Wings location, you get six extra wings, they say. Pluckers, did you know there's a Pluckers? It's also offering some deals. And Wingstop is also doing it. Wings and More doing the same. All of them have their deals. I think I named every place where they really make a big deal out of Buffalo Wings, and that's where you want to get wings. I'm sorry? Oh, what? I hear somebody out there yelling. Oh, yeah, well, I didn't forget it, but I mean, really, do you go there for the wings? Seriously? I mean, really, I mentioned my grandson one day, he said, get some wings. I mentioned that place. He said, you don't go there for the wings, Papa. I said, what do you mean? He said, no, nobody goes there for the wings. He's 12 years old. I said, what do you mean? He said, you know why you go there. Hooters. No, I go there. You're right, son. Let's go somewhere else to get our chicken wings. I'll go there by myself later. Hey, thanks for joining us. We'll be back tomorrow. Book it.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Thank you for listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.